to the press and assuming the responsibility for getting them occupied twice a day, because you may not have anything for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think this is a problem. How we solve it, I'm not entirely sure.
I think that's right. And I would like to have a little, like you talk to Dean and get, I think it might be good to get McCloskey and, his man, whatever his name is,
Greenfield,
and your man, and you all give some thoughts to it, and particularly what they say about us, and then let us evaluate that too, and I'll have George talk to Greenfield and your man. Now, one thing worried me a little. I don't want to say anything about it at all, but I think you ought to be prepared. This hunt down here has been pretty well advertised. I haven't been able to participate much. Russell hasn't gone out at all. I've talked to him at some length about training for these rejects, and he says, well, if we want it, he'll go ahead and help us. He doesn't say when. I thought I'd close up on that morning. I talked to him about this Congo operation. He would normally be expected to really raise hell about it. I think that he thinks that we are doing any only thing we could do under the circumstances, that the alternative is worse than what we really did. I think pretty generally the meeting's gone all right. There's some tensions and strains there between the governor and the senator, but I think we're going to come out of it as well as we could. Now, he told me he was going home this morning and that you were going, he'd ask you to send for him.
Yes.
The Republicans have raised a good deal of questions in the press about whether this trip was being made at government expense or not. And they didn't want any hunting parties conducted by jet airplanes and so forth. They were informed by our people here that they were coming in their own plane, that we had agreed to send our own personal plane for them, not a government plane, but one we own. But they said no, they wanted to come in their own. Now, I assume that I didn't know about this until this morning, and they told me that they were contemplating the military aid, said that instead of they won't leave here about 8:15. Now, I assume that you got a good reason why you need to have him up there or talk to him.
He's going to breakfast tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with Cy and me.
So
it's very important. We're going over a whole series of projects that we're considering for the Fiscal 66 program and on which we want his advice.
So you just, your position be if you're asked, that you,
that
he was
I
here and you asked for him and asked him if he'd come and told him you'd send for him.
That's right.
You think that's all right?
That's right, and that he had not planned to come here. He planned to go back to Georgia, and he's coming at my request.
All right. Any other news?
No, sir.
Well, thank you a whole lot.
Very good. Thanks.